Welcome to the program today. My name is Keith Smith. I'm an instructor at Calvary Chapel Bible Ministry School. We're glad you've joined us here at Solid Ground. And today, Pastor Brian concludes his week-long look at the topic of the transformed life by picking up with the 19th exhortation, which he has gotten primarily from Romans chapter 12, and he will be concluding with the 25th exhortation. So let's go to Pastor Brian Parrish from the pulpit of Calvary Chapel La Mirada as he concludes this week's study.
Then he says, number 19, but associate with the humble. We kind of went over that, didn't we, in that feast. Bring in the lame, the blind. That's what we need to do. Maybe at work, there's some person that, I don't really like to use the word dork, but you know, that's maybe what he comes across or she comes across. That's a person that you want to associate with and love and minister to and share the grace of God. Those outcasts that nobody will spend time with. But see, pride in me says, well, I don't want to be associated with that person. I mean, think of Jesus Christ, who exists in eternal glory. He came down a bunch of sinners. Aren't you glad to say, oh, I don't want to associate with them. Yuck. But he associated with sinners because he was meek. He was humble. And that'll go a long way to minister to those that have not received love in society. To associate with the lowly. With the humble. Number 20, do not be wise in your own opinion. It's obviously speaking of pride. Be teachable. Really, we could learn from anybody. If anyone is really speaking the truth, we should be able to receive that. Be a teachable individual. Don't be wise in your own opinion. Verse 17, number 21, repay no evil for evil. What's the first thing you want to do if somebody says something to you in an evil? I don't want to hear. This isn't time for confession. I was just asking. What when someone cuts you off on the freeway, I want to go right back and cut them off. Repay no evil for evil. We have to resist the things that are desires that rise up within our hearts. And see that word no one there? Repay no one. You know what no one is in the Greek? No one. That means nobody. It's never right to retaliate with evil towards anybody at any time, in any situation, what the scripture says here. Number 22, have regard for good things in the sight of all men. Now what he's probably saying here is, as you are in the sight of all men, make sure that you live a good life, or your conduct is good. Consider it. Consider how you are coming across to others. The Bible says, avoid even the appearance of evil. So don't do anything that the non-believers or a younger Christian would look at you and be suspect, because you're representing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, I can't even remember the last time I ever said anything about this topic, but smoking. I think if you're out smoking, I don't think that that is the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, the unforgivable sin, but if you're out there smoking and you're claiming to be a Christian and other people see you, there's a dual message that's being sent. Or any form of alcohol that you would drink. It's going to send a dual message. Now, I cannot find a passage in the Bible that says do not drink, but you know what? If you're drinking, in our society, there's kind of like a party mentality that's associated with alcohol. It's really not a social thing in many situations. Maybe over in portions of Europe, it is part of their culture, and it doesn't really have that evil connotation. But I got news for you, you're not in Europe. You're in the United States. And you need to realize that you need to take regard how people are going to view the things that you do. I'll convict myself the way that we drive. That's why I don't have anything that says Calvary Chapel Amrata on my car, Jesus loves you, or any of those things. Then I can honk at all the people I want. They don't know I'm a Christian. But I have been aggressive. I call it aggressive in my driving. I was breaking the law, honking at somebody, and they attended our church. I haven't seen them in a while. I'm not sure why. But I have been rebuked by the Lord that way. By tailgating or trying to get aggressive around somebody, and they're a member here at church. So that's an area that I need to consider. Consider good things in the sight of all men. Verse 18, number 23, we're getting there. If it is possible, notice that part. If it is possible, then as much as depends on you. Those are two things you need to consider. Live peaceably with all men. Some people are not going to live peaceably with you no matter what you do. You're not responsible for that. But we have to, as much as depends on us. We need to do everything in our power that we possibly can to get along with individuals. I remember years back, I heard Joyce Landorf on the radio, and she wrote this book called Irregular People. And that's that person that just drives you crazy. They're like, you know, sandpaper, just, you know, screech on the chalkboard. You just see them or think about them. You're like, ugh. You just don't get along with them. You're going to live peaceably with that individual. Do as much as you can to love them, to bless them. Because don't get prideful, because you're probably an irregular person to somebody else as well. We don't like to admit that, but that's probably true. So you do all that you can, and if someone's going to be antagonistic and vengeful, then you know there comes a point where you just have to back off. And let God deal with them. Let God convict their heart, let God change them, or let God move them to another state. whatever has to happen. But on your part, let me read you a quote from Stifler, who wrote a commentary in the book of Romans. He said this, "You are not guiltless until you have exhausted every means to bring about reconciliation." Exhausted every means. And that's not a one-time, hey, I'm sorry, we don't get along, and then the thing perpetuates. But you go above and beyond to try and bring reconciliation there. And when you've done that, that's the power that you have. You can't change someone else's hearts. And then you just have to leave it with the Lord. You have to have integrity in your own heart saying, I've tried to be an example. I've tried to love this person. I'm going to just continue to pray for them. All right. Number 24. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves. That means don't take matters into your own hands. If somebody's wronged you, don't try and get vengeance, equality, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. And he quotes Deuteronomy chapter 32 and verse 35. And God says, I'll take care of it. And he may take care of it in this life, or he may take care of it in the life to come, but it'll be dealt with. Just leave it to the Lord. That's his business, because we don't have the ability to read into someone's heart. We don't really know what's going on in their mind and hearts. So let the Lord take care of them. And you could tell when that's happened, when you're settled with it and you're at peace with it, you're saying, Lord, it's in your hands, where you can bless them if you have the opportunity, and that you're not having these fake mock arguments in your head with that individual. You ever do that? They're going to say this, and I'm going to say that, and I'm going to tell them this. What's that all about? That means that you are still being influenced and controlled, and you want vengeance. Then he quotes out of the book of Proverbs, therefore, if your enemy hungers, feed him. If he thirsts, give him a drink, for in doing so you'll heap coals of fire on his head. Now, I know Paul's not saying that if somebody's wronged you, feed him, give him something to drink, then light his head on fire. Now, I could do that. That would feel good, wouldn't it? So there's probably something cultural that's going on. And some say, well, if someone wrongs you and they do that over and over and over again and you keep blessing them, it may bring coals of shame. It may bring a guilt upon them, like, gee, what a horrible person I am. The last one, number 25. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. You're being overcome with evil by evil when you're getting upset and angry at that person. Now, their evil, what they have done to you, has perpetuated more evil in your own life. Because now you have evil in your heart because you want vengeance, you become bitter, you want to retaliate, and you have no thought of being a blessing to them. And you're angry and you're upset. And see how now sin has overpowered you. If you want to overpower that bitterness in your heart, start praying for them. And if you start praying for them, your heart's going to be revealed, and you're going to deal with that, and you realize, hey, my heart's not right. Then ask the Lord to show you a specific way of how to be a blessing to that individual. I believe that He'll show you, and your first response will be, I don't want to do that. But as you do that in obedience, as you bless them, you start being free of that bitterness and anger that's within your hearts. And you're not being overcome, but you're overcoming the evil that's coming your way, and you're putting a fire out because you're responding.